When a third grader gets pushed down in a friendly tussle on the playground, a couple of fifth graders in bright yellow vests are the first on the scene. They lead the two third graders to the side of the playground. Peer mediator Haley Carty stands in between the younger students and lays down the rules.
So, you guys, we have some rules for steps for mediation are no name calling, no face making, no interrupting, and wait your turn and try to solve the problem. Can you guys do that?
Aurora Plant takes notes on the mediation on a clipboard that she'll turn into a program coordinator later. Carty asks each child what happened and how they're feeling.
Okay, both of you are mad at each other. What could you do?
Sorry.
Say sorry?
Yeah.
Can you? And then, what could you do?
Apology accepted.
So you can accept his apology, okay? It's a win-win. We're done.
Finally!
The problem solved, both third graders run back to join the other kids in games. Both are laughing and no one is in trouble. That's the point, says Assistant Principal Nick Tweet, who oversees the peer mediation program.
We want the older kids to be leaders in our school. We want to teach the younger kids that it's not about getting in trouble, it's about fixing problems. And that they have the ideas to fix problems, and that they need to listen to each other, they need to respect each other's feelings, and that they themselves can come up with ideas to solve problems fairly.
Right now, there are 18 fourth and fifth graders in the peer mediator program. They all get 2.5 days of training where they learn a multi-step process for helping resolve conflict. Then they take turns monitoring recess throughout the week. That means they're giving up their own recess about once a week to be mediators for the other students. Teachers often bring in mediators to help kids work through problems off the playground as well. The mediators are almost unanimous in their reason for volunteering. Helping other students solve problems is rewarding. Fifth grader Jisa Ray sums it up.
Well, it's just fun helping them. They become mad, they go away happy.
In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.